Blog Talk Radio.
You just don't know what you do to me.
Bad.
Give me all the chicken heads from Pasadena to Medina. Bet big, get in between your dentists. Keep the prognosis, doses, blends and bends like Twizzlers. Biggest fitness to hurt, what's under that skirt? Who filling them with octane? Got them gassed up, about to get blasted up, son. The last one heard the mother, brother, miss him. I seen it when he kissed him at the witch. Made his body shit. The high guy, it ain't bit. The eyes smoke, pink, rat, terror, four chrome, and terror.
I like
five by deliverance, the fifth is conspicuous. Bad boy, 695, ridiculous. My rap lines is like landmines. One step, kaboom, black suit filled the room. So who may make it serve?
You are listening to the 30 Plus WTF Show with Malika.
In the middle of the day now, baby, I seem to think of only you.
Good evening, good evening. This is Malika and Brittany and special guest co-host John Dizzo. We are the 30 Plus WTF Show where we talk about what is necessary. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, Malika.
Hey, girl. Let me get our special guest co-host on, Mr. John Dizzo. Hey,
yeah,
John Dizzo.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, baby. How you doing? Yes, yeah.
How are you?
I am awesome.
I know that's right. I'm all right, Brittany. I heard that tone now. I heard that
Lord.
Tone.
Okay.
You sound like you like something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. What the fuck, 30 plus, goddammit.
So all of our listeners, John Dizzo, he's a faithful, loyal listener to the show, so... we thought it would be, you know, a cool idea to have our loyal listeners come on and be a special guest co-host. And people really enjoyed Mr. John Dizzo last week. So, you know, we brought him back. So welcome back, Mr. John Dizzo.
Thank you so much to all the wonderful listeners out there. I promise you, stay sexy on the hotline.
All right.
I'm sorry, that made me laugh out loud. That's hilarious.
Girl, that's right. You giggle your little heart out. You giggle your little heart out.
Wow. Okay, John. Okay, John. So, Malika, how you doing these days? How's everything? How's your week been?
My week has been wondrous. I'm still using your word, wondrous. I love that word.
I love it. I love it.
Wondrous. Yes, yes, yes. And what is going on in the world of Brittany?
Well, you know, you know what? I have been wonderful as well. Now, I'm sorry, wondrous as well.
Mm-hmm.
It has been an interesting week, to say the least.
All right, now. Interesting is always good.
Interesting is always good. I had to be somewhere Wednesday after the election, and we were all, it was a group of people in the room together, and somebody goes, ugh, it's like somebody died in here. Like, what's happening? You know, it was very somber. It was so interesting. And then that day, I was downtown Chicago, and I was walking around, and I just overheard the most interesting conversations on the street. So I'm just very right now. I'm just in observation mode. I'm trying to take an account what's happening around me and be very clear about what's going on, and keeping a lot of my comments to myself. But that's all I'm doing right now. Because I'm trying to hear and listen more than I'm speaking. So I'm just listening.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as far as the election, that, you know, I'm still recovering. I think I'm about recovered as of today. Like today, I was like, okay, it is what it is. Let's hope that, you know, President Trump isn't candidate Trump, and it's a different person emerges. Because Psychic Mike, you know, he did tell us to his core that Donald Trump is a caring person. And, you know, Psychic Mike predicted months ago on
That's
our
what
show.
I said,
like,
because I was prepared from months ago, and I was telling people this. I've been prepared for this, but I still just wanted him to be off on that one thing. That's all.
Gosh darn it, Mike Curbin.
Right? Can you be just all about one doggone thing? Just one.
I think we were all hoping he was wrong on that one. That'd be the only thing he was wrong on. And gosh darn it, he was right. When they announced the winner, I was like, God darn it, Mike Curbin.
Yeah. I was like, for real, Mike? For real, Mike? Like, really? Malika, do you remember when that was? Was that like 5 months ago? There were still like four, it was about three or four people each in each for the primary when he said this. So I was telling somebody that, and at first they go, well, it's easy. It was 50-50. I said, no. He predicted this like 5 months ago, people. I'm not talking about today.
Yes.
Crazy.
Right.
But yeah.
Right. Not the week of, not the day of.
Right. Not the week
this
of, a month.
Month.
Months ago.
When everybody just knew Hillary was going to win, like, oh, there is no way, especially when the debates come. When the debates come, she's going to blow him out the water and nobody's going to vote for Trump. Well, we were wrong.
And she did,
we
were wrong. And she did, by the way, but we were still wrong. So, what can you do?
Well, we're hoping that Mike is right, that, you know, he is this caring person to his core. And, you know, I hope they don't get rid of Medicare. That seems to be one of the first things on the chopping block. If they get rid of Medicare, I'm like, somebody needs to pay them a visit. For real.
Right. That's going to.
That's the thing that's
right.
Cruel.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be really rough.
Yes. So, girl, what's your question? I know you got some deep, thought-provoking, self-reflective question before we bring Mr. Curbin on to give us some more predictions.
So, Malika and Mike, my question today was, what type of person are you, in light of this election, what type of person are you when things don't work out? Do you... What type of person are you when things don't work out like you expect them to, want them to, thought they would, any of that? And so, well, I'll start with myself. There have been times where I thought some things about my life, whatever, I was going to get this, I was going to do this, and I thought it was going to work out a certain way. And when it didn't, at some point, yes, I can be disappointed and be upset and be sad. Like, I might give myself a night, maybe a whole day and a night, to be disappointed or upset about it. But I'm the type of person to be like, let's make some damn lemonade. And so I just get up and get a new plan. Because sometimes it doesn't work out like you want it to. But I know those. I know you know them people, those people too, that are like, woe is me, I can't believe it, I don't know how I can go on type of people. That's just not me. It's just, I just figure out the next thing. I'm on to the next thing. So I was just asking, in light of this election, I feel like there's a lot of people that can't move forward. So what type of person are you?
What type of person am I? I've been described as very resilient, and I think that was a very good description of me, like get knocked down, take some jabs, and I get right back up and keep going. Right.
No, that ain't it. Ain't that you like a sweet piece of butterscotch candy. You like a sweet. You ain't gonna Lord me right now. I'm gonna tell
you
who she is.
Lord you.
I'm
gonna
tell you.
Mm,
girl, I love that feisty. I love all that feisty now. Goddammit, I like that. Yes, you like it. You like a piece of hot pepper, little girl. Mm, just a sizzling.
My. No,
but
that's me. That is me. I'll pray on it. I'll go take a nap. Get up. And
that's
keep
me.
It moving.
I take a nap. I will
keep it moving.
On something and work it out and keep it moving.
John Dizzo.
What's your
John Dizzo.
How do you do it?
How do I do what? I'm sorry. I got distracted.
Oh,
I was taking a sip of vodka. I'm sorry. What do I do? What was I doing?
Damn. You were drinking while I was talking. Did you even hear my answer? Now you just hurt my feelings, John. And I feel I keep calling you Mike because that might be your real name. Why do I feel like you're a Mike? But anyway.
Girl, please. The name Mike ain't would never be. You know what?
Anyway. No, you
what's
know
what's the
what?
Question?
What do
what's
you
the,
know?
What's the question?
What?
Come on, hot pepper. What's the question?
Ooh, not hot pepper. Anyway, I said, how do you deal with? I said, in light of this election, how do you deal with when things don't work out for you? What type of person are you when something you thought about, planned on, thought will work out one way? How do you deal with that when it doesn't? Work out the way you thought it would.
Shit, I get me a drink and go to bed.
Okay. Do you just, are you a wallower?
Oh, no. Hell no, I ain't no wallower. I'm one of the people that, like I said, I take me a shot and I go to bed. That's it. And then I wake up and I go about my day. And I mean mug everybody.
Oh, you a mean mug. You just mean to people and call them names like hot pepper.
You know, hot pepper and butterscotch, goddammit.
You know what? Since we don't know what you look like, I don't know what name we can call you, John Dizzo.
You already know the name, baby, and you say it so well.
Oh, God. I want to know your real name, darling.
Okay, I am.
Listen,
not.
Now, come on now. You think I'm going to indict myself? You think I'm snitching myself?
This could be an indictment, darling. There's nobody prosecuting here. What's happening? We're not lawyers.
Now, you don't know. The feds could be watching. Feds could be tuned in right now. They got everybody's phone tapped. They find out
they
who
do.
I
That's
am.
True.
It's a rap for me. So rap.
That is so true.
Okay. So true. By the way, Malika, John Dizzo missed our invitation for Martini Thursday last week. I don't know where he was.
Mm-hmm.
Remember
I'm sorry.
That,
John Dizzo.
Listen, I'm gonna be all the way 100 with you. I don't remember last week, but I'm quite sure I was drunk. I was quite sure I was drunk, blacked out.
Are you drunk now?
Who, me? No, not really. I'm trying to get there.
Okay, wait.
But,
wait like 45 more minutes. And then you
that's about right. That's about 45 more minutes. I'll be right where I need to be.
Okay. Just wait a little bit.
Okay, I'm going to wait.
Hey.
I timed it correctly.
Mr. Lonnie Wilson just tuned in here. Hey,
what's up, people? What's up? What's up? What's
hey,
up? What's
Lonnie.
Up? How y'all doing?
How are you?
I see we
got great.
John Dizzo
doing?
Doing the Dizzo thing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes. Lonnie, before we bring Psychic Mike on, because you know he's got to say I told you so, because he told us, what was it, Brittany, 5-6 months ago, Trump was going to win?
Yep. Yes, he did.
Right,
we're
going to
be
yes,
bringing him on. But yeah. Brittany had a very interesting question. Brittany, which was? Repeat your question.
Yeah, sure. It was, what type of person are you when things don't work out like you want them to, thought they would, planned on it
wow.
too? Are you
nervous enough to ask me that question?
Well, I asked everybody this question, Lonnie. It wasn't just you.
Well, okay.
You
okay,
didn't want
okay.
me to ask it to you? I mean,
I have no problem with you asking me that question. I'll say it like this. When things don't work out for me, in some ways I'm a big baby. I have a real big ego, and I think that the world really is mine and that everybody else is just visiting. So when things don't work out for me, I kind of have fits, and I have to learn not to have fits because they actually have aged me and made me, a little less pliable because I have to learn to get along. But, you know, the world in my mind is a perfect place, but that's Lonnie's world, and everybody else is kind of visiting. So I just have to learn to, calm down. But I'm not really a good person.
So many
things.
Questions, Lonnie, about
yeah.
you.
Yeah, well, it's the truth. I think I'm a god, and so I just kind of walk through the world like that, and I think I was given that from my grandfather, who probably thought he was a god. And so, I just kind of, he just was better at it than I am. So, yeah, I'm not too good at losing. I don't like losing. I don't like not getting my way.
This answers so many questions. Thank you, Lonnie.
No stuff, Britt. How did I know that? That's why I was scared to answer it. But it's,
Oh, wow. Let's bring our guest on tonight, renowned psychic Michael Kerbin. Many of you have heard him on our show. He's usually on the first Monday of every month, but we brought him back this Monday because the man is always
on.
Yes, he was. And like we said, he didn't predict it a week ago. He didn't predict it the day of. He predicted this 5-6 months ago that Trump was going to win, and he never wavered, even though he could hear from our voices that we did not agree and we did not support. He was still like, he's going to win. He didn't care. Like what we thought, what we felt, he was like, I'm telling you, he's going to win. And he gave us insight into who Trump is. He gave us insight into Hillary. He gave us insight into both vice presidents. So, he's just remarkable. And not to mention, he predicted Mr. Lonnie Wilson, that's on right now, predicted his, diagnosed him. Yes, he did. Diagnosed him while he was in the hospital. And,
and told me what time would have come, and he did. Right.
Yes. He's been right about everything for me.
Mike told me if I didn't take care of my issues, I would be sicker. I would, I don't think he predicted the direct stroke. But he did tell me that my circulation was really bad, and he's never met me, and he did this from, from his psychic abilities and being a health intuitive. I got a lot of respect for you, Mike.
Yes. So without further ado, let's bring on renowned psychic and medical intuitive, Mr. Michael Kerbin. Hi, Mike.
Yay.
Hey, do Malika. By the way, I did predict it way back at the beginning of the year, but we went on YouTube and did a show on March 10th. And there's a lot of people running at that time period. I broke it down to the four candidates, and then I broke it down to Donald Trump would win. And people can go to YouTube.com, put my name in Mike Kerbin, K-U-R-B-A-N. They can see that show. On Confucius at that time period. By the way, I just did another show on Confucius in Las Vegas at the indoor skydiving. Now, you had a question. What would you do if something didn't work out? Well, I was concerned if I was going to have an audience or not because I don't live in Las Vegas no more. But we did have an audience, and we filmed that. That's on YouTube.com right now, November 11th show on Confucius. People can go and see that show. And we had some of Hillary Clinton's people in the audience. I asked some questions about Hillary. Well, who do you choose, Donald Trump, Hillary, whoever, and some people picked nobody, and the other ones who did pick Hillary said because she's a woman, basically. So, and of course, some people want to go downtown and demonstrate against Donald Trump, as you know, it's happening all over against Donald Trump. But what's more interesting when you think about this, actually today I went on my email and I got something from a meetup group. And this is how to get rid of Trump. Join this group, meetup group. And so I thought that was hilarious. And here we got Michael Moore. You know, he does these movies. He's got some really bad vibes, by the way. He plans to impeach Donald Trump. I don't know how he's going to do that. Maybe in his next movie. And then we got then we got celebrities going to leave the country. Donald Trump is going to be the president. We got Cher, we got Whoopi Goldberg, Rosie O'Donnell, Katy Perry, Andrew Jackson, Miley Cyrus, and the list goes on.
You got all over social media resist Donald Trump movements popping up everywhere.
Correct, mm-hmm. Correct. I just think it's kind of hilarious. Then you got George Soros. He's the person behind everything as far as supplying money to people to protest against Trump. He's that billionaire. He's in the New World Order. He wants to destroy everything. And so he's part of the thing here. And then we have the mayor of Chicago. Yes, the mayor of Chicago. He's favoring illegal immigrants. He's saying you are safer even if Donald Trump becomes president. Now, he's going against the president. So I thought that's very, very interesting that he's going to talk that way. Matter of fact, someone just told me from Chicago that the mayor actually took over the radio shows, AM and FM radios, all of them, just recently today to 6:30 p.m. because you guys went on at 7:30, and nobody can do anything. He had to talk. So people in Chicago, they would know about it, but this is firsthand from somebody else in Chicago, from 6:30 all the way to 6:30, maybe for an hour, I don't know. But you cannot do anything on AM and FM radio. That's almost like being Hitler for some reason. So this guy is going to get himself in trouble when Donald Trump, he does get up there on January 20th, because you can't talk that way. So I thought that was very, very interesting. So you're getting a lot of feedback from different arenas, from other people that's going against Donald Trump. And then you're hearing stories that they want to not just impeach him, they want to assassinate him, things in general. But the idea is he did win. Now, and he won pretty strongly.
Actually, he won the electoral vote. He did not win the popular vote. So,
he became president, and that's the most important thing that we all have to look at, and whether we like him or not. And the whole idea is he hasn't even done anything yet, and they're already acting like they want to impeach him. You know, you got to give somebody a chance. It doesn't matter who you are. If you get a new job,
Mike, I would ask you, is this any different than when Obama won, and the backlash from a African American president when people stood in defiance of him in the Congress and the Senate? People were talking about all kind of really nasty, ugly African-American jokes. What I think this is the flip side, the same coin is hate, and this is the flip side of the hate. And, one of the things I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, because I knew this was going to be part of the topic, is this was white America showing its fear. And as much as I, try to believe in the brotherhood of man, white America spoke really loudly this week when it literally elected a misogynist, racist buffoon as the most powerful man on the earth. And to me, what happened was the fear of white men was carried to the votes by their wives and their daughters. If you look at the analytics of the race, the fear of white men was carried to the polls by their daughters and aunts and sisters, to say to them that we aren't really interested in sharing this pie, that this pie is ours, and all the rest of you need to get used to and sit in your positions that you've always been of non-inclusion. And I also think that Donald Trump will be the best thing that ever happened to Black America because we finally realized that we can't relax and we'll be forced to work together. So I'm actually happy that Trump won, not for the same reasons that other people are, but I'm really happy because I understand that my community will be forced to become adhesive and stick together or die. And
people will say that's philosophy, but I find that statement very, very true. It's very, very true. Donald Trump wants to unite everybody, and sometimes it's not going to be easy. He wants everybody to work together. And some people who are just, using other people or rioting, for example, they got to pay the penalty. The whole idea is he does want some form of justice. Now, you got to understand, if you could step in anybody's shoes that's a president, I don't care if it's a president of a corporation, you've got a lot of problems put on your desk. Now, everybody's talking about, well, he's going to deport all these illegal immigrants right away, change Obamacare. Now, look, he's just going to change a couple of things in Obamacare, okay? So he's changing a lot of things, his philosophy, because he doesn't have the power completely. He doesn't have the time to do all that. He's going to go on the best issues that's important for him right now. The best issues is people.
His education plan, from estimations, will put 400,000 teachers out of work. I think he's going to have real, true impact on America in a really negative way. You know, I'm glad that, I like you, Mike, hope that there's some humanness in him. But I have a funny feeling that he's been a elite so long that he forgot what it feels like not to be an elite. And I think that this whole entire problem is a class problem. It has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with color. It's about class. And unfortunately, a lot of white people think that because their color will allow them into those elite classes, and they don't. And, as soon as they figure that out, they'll realize that the same elite that's screwing me is screwing you, Mike. And we have to figure out how to, work together to defeat that. Because not only are they screwing us, they're screwing the earth. They're overheating this large, wonderful, God-given thing that we call earth. They're poisoning it in every way. There's so much plastic in the ocean that they have plastic islands. The Japanese have now irradiated almost one quarter of the earth's oceans. It's been a ridiculous situation, Mike, and a man like Trump, even though I don't think Hillary would have been much better, I think it's the left and right wing of the same killer bird. But, and it's really not interesting to me to figure out which talent I'm being impaled on. If I'm dead, I'm dead. And I'm not, I think that the only person who was really going to bring change was Bernie. And I think that they both used their influence to push him out of the race. And I think everything else was pretty much a Broadway play.
Oh, no, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be all the way honest. This should be an example to black people to just leave voting in this system alone all together. It brings about no results. You got a black man in office, it brought about no results. We don't have 43
presidents.
There's
a black face on a white system.
Exactly, and so the point is, when we see a person like Donald Trump get in the office, we see what America truly wanted, and this idea that Trump is worse than Hillary or Hillary is worse than Trump, you ask me, they all equally racist and they all evil
right.
and wicked.
Yeah, I said it's the same. It's a left and right wing of a killer bird. But I want to say something to you, Jay. I want to say something to you, really. If anything, I don't want us to stop voting. I want us to go home. And I'm going to be really honest with you. About 79% of the world's natural resources reside in Africa. What we need to do is get our passports together and go home. And if we made that large exodus to Africa at this moment right now, I can guarantee you that the whole entire system of white supremacy would fall apart, because what they're doing now is they're using their might and their military might to rob a continent of its natural resources. They robbed it of its people. Now they're working on its natural resources. And I think that people need to become really aware that the theft is large on a scale that is – matter of fact, there's no robbery in history like the robbery that's going on between the people
now,
and the resources.
Let me ask you a question, beloved. Why would I go back to Africa and they looting Africa too and doing our people dirty over there too?
Because we need to fight for what's ours. And I'm going to be honest with you, Jay, One of the things that black men have to face, white men are not scared of black women. And we need to find our testicles, and I'm going to be really honest with you, and I'm going to say this tonight. We need to find our testicles and stand in front of our families and defend our families and our people to the death. Anything less than that, to me, is asinine and also suicidal. I don't fear Donald Trump. I fear the system of white supremacy. And the reason why I fear it is because
it's shocking. That's the face of it.
I'm not even interested in the face. I'm looking for them left and right. And, you know, I don't care who's the face. And, you know, I really love that, you know, this is going to scare us into something. And we need to stand as people and stand as men.
But
so,
I'm
Mike.
Like, you're right. You're right. I'm not hearing what Mike got to say.
Hang on, Mike. I have a question about, so what do you think about his, Trump's chief of staff, the straight white supremacist that he appointed?
Well, again.
Or was he the one that beat his wife? I can't remember.
Well, you know, I always look at whatever issues you have home or whatever, that's your issue. What you're dealing with helping the entire United States people is more important. And if you're going to react the same thing you do with your own personal issues outside, then you don't belong in office. And you have to give a person an opportunity to see what they can do. Because I want to tell you, the people are not the same as he was when Obama first became president back then. People are ready to revolt against anything. They're starving. They're hurting. The homeless is incredible. And these
mm-hmm.
toxins in the air are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter which country you go to. If you really look deep into the news, you'll find Africa. You'll find it all over the world, major disasters, droughts that you've never seen before in history. And it's caused by, you can call it the white elite people, because they're the ones that control this whole world, George Soros and whoever else is up there. And they're all part of the New World Order. They want
I would agree with you, Mark. I would agree with
so,
you, Mike.
What do you think is going to happen with this New World Order in the next, I don't know, 6 months, 2 years? Do you think they're getting more powerful?
What happened is Donald Trump threw them a curveball, because Hillary was part of the elite. They bought her, and in fact, look at the campaign. It was twice the amount of money she spent, and of course, she has to promise these people back whatever in the political arena.
Exactly.
Donald Trump
exactly.
Do that, so he controls his own self. He doesn't even want a salary, he says, as far as president is concerned. That gives you some idea. He is trying to help the country, but time will tell his story. Can he do anything? Because he's got to go against everybody else, and they got to work with him, and it's very difficult. But he's been in business a long time.
I'd like to ask you on a very intuitive question. What do you do with the hate that hate created? That's a line from a Public Enemy song, but I wanted to ask you, what do you do with the hate that hate created?
As far as hate is created, I think you got to put out commercials of the good side of anything. If you constantly focus on the bad side of anything, hate will develop more hate, more hate, more hate. You got to diffuse that bomb by putting something out there that shows what is more positive. And if you keep putting that commercial out or keep talking about that, it gets into people's subconscious and they start doing the right thing and a positive thing. But here again, you have to understand, George Soros or whoever is out there are paying some of these groups to continue to keep this going, to hate and use against each other. And the motive behind this here, too, is to get martial law and start imprisoning people and trying to get the New World Order. And they're so desperate now because Donald Trump threw a curve. They cannot control him completely at this time period, and I don't think they will ever do that completely either. And so this is where the problem is. So if you start changing it, it's like putting clean water in a dirty ocean. If you keep doing it after so much time, eventually the water starts dissipating and starts getting a little bit more cleaner and cleaner and cleaner. And that's what we got to do. If you constantly remind people, Donald Trump is a rapist, Donald Trump is this, Donald Trump is that, which is the media has done. What do you expect? You are going to get results of people hating and hating and hating. And then what the elite does, they want people who are not, see, who are not strong business people or people that think for themselves to follow the system. And then they will jump on it. There's a lot of white people against Donald Trump, a lot. And a lot of it are females, for one. And they think he's a rapist or this or that, and they're going way back. Come
that's
on.
Not what, that's not what the analytics say. The analytics say that 53% of the white female voting population voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah, regardless, still there's a lot of people that didn't. So you and a lot of white people didn't. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have to.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all, Mike, but the numbers say that one out of every white woman that voted. One out of every two white women that voted for Donald Trump.
Well that's fine. But we're looking at all the issues. We're looking at what he can get done is the most important thing. People want change. We're in an era, because, you know, I do charts too, and this is a time period for next year for change for the entire world. Unfortunately, when you're in a year for change, you could have war very easy. You're going to have violent earthquakes. You've never seen before, hurricanes like you've never seen before, tornadoes like you've never seen before. It's going to shake up the whole world. And so everybody felt that we need a change. And whether it's going to be a good, a positive change, I think it will be. But whether or not we can stop the war, no, that's questionable. Because it's
so
been
you
a
said,
lot of damage.
I'm sorry, you're saying 2017 is a big year of change, Mike?
Oh, massive change. Are you kidding? Massive. Basically, okay. And we're going to have new inventions. We're going to have everything happening all at once. For example, in March, for example, there will be some concern with deals with finances, changes going on. And then we're looking in May, some changes that deal with the real estate, for example, big time in that area. And so third month is going to come in as that's going to dominate everybody. And you personally yourself, your own world is not going to be the same. You have to go with the changes that's going on in this world, and this is just common sense. So I'm not the same person, but you still got your own personal agenda. You came here for a certain reason, and you got to follow your own blueprint. Unfortunately, we deal with
I don't understand what you mean by that, Mike. What do you mean you came here for your own reason? I'm not quite – what do you mean? Into the earth? Into the universe?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Every man, every woman – came here, when you look at your blueprint, whether it's astrology, numerology, or the psychic, you came here to do certain things. And you got certain lessons at the same time period. Sometimes you flunked these lessons. And when I do charts, I can see if you flunked it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, when I looked at Hillary Clinton's from original name and her birthday, right off bat, it told me she flunked her lessons in a past life. She was very abusive to power before. Donald Trump, I looked at his name and his birthday, and I also saw other things too, but I also saw in the past life that he abused somebody in relationships.
I want you to use my name and my birthday too, Mike. I would sure like to know if I flunked.
Well, okay, well, name takes a little bit of a time, you know, because I have to do the first and the last name, but the birthday.
Well, my first name is Ronnie, and my last name is Wilson, and my birth date is 1/29/56.
Mommy,
okay, what
Mommy.
I'm going to do is your birthday, because the otherwise we don't have enough time to do the to name.
Okay.
It takes
okay.
time, like anything. First of all, Lonnie, you're born on the 29th. If you add 2 plus 9 comes out to 11, and 1 plus 1 comes out to a 2. See, in numerology, 11 is a very special number. 11 is a very spiritual number, but you are still born on the 29th, but you still got part of that 11 if you add them together. And so that means you're extremely psychic. You're very detailed concerned. You're very sensitive. You like to gather the facts, which you're doing over the radio show. You love music. You love companionship. And so you are a natural medium, so you can sense what's happening before other people know what's going on. And so this, you can call it a gift, but this is just the way you was born in that area. So if you wanted to get into music, for example, you would have been very, very good. Also, if we look at your natural talents, which would be a 6, and the 6 would indicate you're a natural healer. So whatever you learn, you can teach other people. You're very sympathetic. You have a lot of empathy. So, and then when we look here at the time zones, now remember I said we got lessons to learn at different time zones here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ages 1 to 30, for you, Lonnie, even though you was independent, you wasn't. You felt frustrated. You felt held down by family, loved ones, or whatever. You tried to please other people, and you're still trying to please other people. And sometimes resentment can pop up. You're just too nice of a guy. And here, it, like ages 30 to 39, showed you want to get out and enjoy yourself. You wanted to travel. And then 39 to 48 shows you want to make money. You're good with other people. You know how to cooperate with other people. The problem is you're still a nice guy. And then when you hit 48 and on, age-wise, you got a different lesson. Now, this lesson comes in at the age of 48 and on, tells me that you get hurt very easy. You're sensitive towards criticism. Who can hurt you the most? Family, loved ones, because you love family. You're a good manager. You like things organized. You love people. You love to talk, being in the spotlight in that area. So marriage and relationships are important to you, and talking to people. And part of you really doesn't want to retire because you like to give out the message, so to speak, here. So when I look at just from the birthday, without even doing a name, this shows me who you are as an individual. But one of your lessons to learn when you were younger, because it's not just once, is it what came out three times, and that is not to please other people. Do what you think is important for yourself. Otherwise, people, even if you bend over and you try to please these people, they'll never, never appreciate what you do. And that was your main lesson that you learned. Your final lesson, again, is learning to get along with people, not to get hurt and be sensitive towards criticism. And you're very practical right now. You're a very good manager. You like things organized at all times. And this is just who you are at this time period. A couple of years ago, you went through a lot of changes. Now, we talked about, remember earlier, that the whole world's going to go into a change in 2017. Well, you went to yours 2 years ago. A couple years back, and you made changes, whether it's in residential, job, and I can even pinpoint the months. But this is a year that is almost over. You went out there, started meeting more people. You did more socializing, getting out there, so to speak. Then we look here. This is November. You would like to take a trip just to get away from a lot of people.
In
December, you're going to be concerned about the home residential slightly. Next year is a good year for you, but it depends on how you want to look at it. You're going to work hard. You're going to get things organized. You're going to make money, sure, but you have to work for it. And then you're going to look for April to be your best month financially. June, you're going to go through some major changes in your work area. And then if you want to look as far as trips for next year, opportunity to take a trip in January, and the other one is going to be in October of next year. Then you can actually go project into the future to see how it's going to happen. Okay, so we look at 2 years from now, which is 2018. Actually, 3 years from now, which is 2019, we're going to say that you're going to be concerned about the residential at that time period. And so there will be a change in your residential, and that would be in April that year. 5 years into the future, that tells me it's going to be your best year financially. Changes in your work and your career, February, November. The great thing about a radio show, these predictions I give, you can always play it back even years in advance later on and then see how these predictions are working. And they're usually high in the 90s because if you don't do it physically, you would do it mentally or emotionally, which in turn eventually becomes physical. And that's how it works. And these are lessons as we came in. Now, remind you, now this is only the birth date. There's a time of birth. Also works with this. There's also your Social Security is more powerful than your birthday. And the reason why the Social Security is more powerful than the birthday, for example, it deals with finances. Without finances, you, me, or whoever out there cannot survive. You need finances to pay your bills, and that's just the way it is. So when I look at a Social Security a number, that will tell me whether or not you're going to be very successful financially. And then I will also convert it with your birthday, which is your environment. And then I look at your time of birth, which is something that the soul really likes to do. And then I look at your name. Your name tells me your personality, how you think, the heart's desire, your destiny, the four levels, mental, physical, emotional, intuitive, the karma. It's very, very important, karma. Then we look at the past, present, future of the challenges. And then there's the table of essence, which is from year to year from your name. And then there's also a personal year from your birthday, which is year to year. So you got to look at every little detail here and combine it. And I can do that really, really quick because I'm an author. And matter of fact, when I was in Las Vegas, and I did that show. You go to YouTube.com and put my name, Mike Kervin, and see Confucius' November 11 show. I even did a dating game based on combinations of numbers. And I think this will be an interesting thing for all of you. I have three questions here, and it's got a combination of numbers. We're going to show you how strong your superconscious is, and that you can pick these numbers, and it'll tell me exactly who you are. Let's say, Lonnie, that you want to date Malika and Brittany, for example. And we're going to get them involved here. Okay.
We're
going to
bring
out Lonnie Malika and Brittany to concentrate on this. This is also on the video, if you go watch it. This is based on my book, Love Connection Workbook. So we're going to show you how numbers really operate, how strong the subconscious knows these numbers, and I call it the dating game, which was done in Las Vegas. So the first question, I'm going to give you, and then Malika and Brittany, you're going to tell me, too, what you picked, because there's only three of them. And this is going to tell me whether or not you got a hot date or not, Lonnie, or what went on between all three of you. First question.
Okay.
Do you want to be married or single? Now choose between the numbers 4. Yeah, all three of you. But first, I want you to answer first, Lonnie. Choose between 4
and 6. I would probably want to be married.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. And this is what I'm trying to say here. You're going to use your intuition. Now, we know you're psychic.
Okay.
So do you want to be married or single? Choose between the numbers 4, 6, or 1, 5. Use your intuition because you don't know which numbers they are. Which combination would you take? Do you want to be married or single, according to those combinations? Okay.
I would take 4 and 6.
Okay, 4 and 6. Okay, Lonnie takes 4 and 6. Let's go to Malika. Malika, what would you take, the 4, 6, or 1, 5? What would you have taken?
I picked 4 as soon as you said it.
4 and 6?
I picked 4 as soon as you said it. Mm-hmm. 4.
Okay,
4,
Brittany, what would you pick? And what would you take, Brittany?
I was picking 4, 6, 2.
Okay. Very good. Let's go to the second question. Are you centrist and romantic, or are you cold and selfish? Choose between the numbers 3, 6, or 1, 7. Use your intuition again, Alani. Which combination would you take? Are you centrist and romantic, or are you cold and selfish? Choose between the numbers 3, 6, or 1, 7. What would you
I'd
take,
I'd say
Lonnie?
3 and 7.
Oh, yeah.
No,
this is already comedy here. 3-6 combination or 1-7 combination? Which one would you take?
Oh.
Yeah, use your intuition.
Then it would have to be a 1-7 if you put it like that.
Okay, that's using your intuition. Okay, then Malika, what would you take, 3-6 or 1-7?
1-7.
Use your intuition.
I picked 1-7.
Okay,
1-7.
Remember, use your own intuition. Brittany, what would you take, 3-6 or 1-7? Use your intuition.
I picked 3-6.
Okay, very good. And the final one, because this is going to tell me, because if we're going to do like dating here to find out exactly, they'll tell me, there's only three questions. There's 18 in the book besides the personality. There's the color test will tell me two. Four colors will really tell me exactly where you are in the love area. That's up to you if you want to take that. But here's the third question. Can you control your emotions in a relationship or not? Choose between the numbers 3 or the number 8, starting out with Lonnie. Now, remember, your listeners who are listening to this can also choose the numbers, and this, and when I give the answers, this will also reflect to where they're at, too, in their relationship.
Three and what?
Number 3
between
or
three
the number... can you control your emotions in a relationship or not? Choose between the number 3 or the number 8. Use your intuition, Lonnie.
I'd say 8.
Okay, and Malika, where are you? 3 or number 8?
8.
Okay, and Brittany, can you control your emotions not 3 or number 8?
I said 8.
Okay, so now let's take a look at each one of you. Now, the thing here, Lonnie, and I don't want you to get upset here, but yes, you do want to be married. Malika, you want to be married. Brittany, you want to be married. All three of you can control your emotions in a relationship. Now, this is where the problem lies. Brittany, you are...
I'm sorry.
Brittany, you are just romantic. Lonnie and Malika need to warm up at times. There's a little issue there. So, Brittany, if you're going to date Lonnie, and sometimes he may be more mental up there and asking you questions or whatnot, you say, hey, when is he going to make love to me or whatever? So there may be some issues.
Oh, wow.
And Malika, too, there's also where she's more on the mental level more than on the emotional.
Mike, you're supposed to tell me that Brittany and Malika were going to come over and rape me. You know, you.
Brittany may want to try, but, you know.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Just because I picked 3 and 6. Wow.
I know your motives now. I know your motives.
John, you know what? John.
And, you know, I did this on a show. Everybody loves it. They because it's entertainment. I mean, we also gave the 4 color. If you want to go deeper, we can see you in the emotional area where you're really at in the love area and see what is your top priorities. And you'll find it's very fascinating. It's in my book, Love Connection Workbook. They can see it on YouTube. Put my name, Mike Kerbin, in there. And then you can see the show and everybody when I did this on stage and other factors and readings. But I want to give you the 4 colors. This is interesting to see where you two really are in the love area on the emotional level now. I'm going to give you 4 colors to choose. You put in the sequence you like. So I need you to hear it and use your intuition. There's the color pink, red, black, and brown. Okay, so how would you place those 4 colors in a sequence you like, starting out with Lonnie? Choose between
brown, and pink.
Black, red, brown.
Brown and pink.
And pink. Okay.
Right.
Okay, that's only a story about you. Now let's go to Malika. Malika, well, how would you place those 4 colors in the sequence you like? Pink, red, black, and brown. What in the sequence you like?
I would put red, black, pink, and brown.
Okay. And then we go to Brittany. Again, those 4 colors, pink, red, black, and brown. Put in the sequence that you like. Use your intuition.
Black, red, pink, brown.
Okay. Now, you know, this is very, very interesting. All 3 of you got problems, and we're going to talk about it on an emotional level.
I only think you had to be a medium to understand that.
Did you doubt it, Mike, that we had issues? Did you doubt it?
Okay, so we're going to start out with Lonnie. Okay, we already know that he wants to get married. He needs to warm up in a relationship. He can control his emotions. But on the emotional level, Lonnie gets he's kind of depressed. He's frustrated. It's all about money, and he's putting love last on the burner. So this is where Lonnie really is on the emotional level. So this is very difficult for a woman to say, hey, I want to be with Lonnie. We're going to do all these things together. And Lonnie's saying, well, okay, if you got a lot of bucks, you got to, you know, you can take care of me. Otherwise, forget it. And that's just the way it's going to be. Okay, then we go to Malika. And Malika took red, black, pink, and brown. Now, you are very sensuous, by the way, when you want to be, Malika. But unfortunately, you're very depressed, and you don't feel like love will ever work out, and the person's going to need a job if they're going to be with you. So there's...
Yes, they will.
Y'all have a JLB if you want to be with me.
Ain't nothing going on with
Brit.
Right.
And then we go to Brittany. Now, Brittany, you took black first, so that tells me you're very depressed, you're frustrated, little bit angry too, and it's towards somebody from the past that deals with the love area, and the person, anybody in the future, better have a job, otherwise you're throwing them outside. So you're a little bit damaged there too on the emotional area, and you take things a little too hard, and it's hard for you to forget. And this is where you're at. Now, here again, we got there's a couple things for the book. You can find out everything you want to know. You can find out the sex of the child what the person wants, whether they've been abused before in a relationship, whether they have humor or not, whether they have business or not. It goes. You can even find out their health disorders. This is a good question. Well, let's find out your health disorders. And you're going to become your own doctor today. This is a very interesting test for all 3 of you. So we're going to, now, as you know, there's 9 numbers, right? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Now, we're going to go with Lonnie, and then we go with Malika, then with Brittany, and then you can both, all three of you are going to start out with Lonnie. Give me two numbers out of the nine numbers that you think relates to your health disorders, and I'll tell you what that means later. So let's go with Lonnie. Which numbers would you that pop at two numbers?
How many numbers do you need? How many numbers?
Just only two numbers that relates to your health disorders.
Four and eight.
Let's go to Malika. What numbers would you take?
7, 11.
Okay, 7, 11. Okay. And let's go over here to Brittany. What two numbers would you take? 1 through 9.
1 through 9.
Well, I'll have Malika get a
3 and 4.
3 and 4?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Malika, you took 7, 11, so we'll break down the 11 down to a 2, okay? So we'll do it that way
okay.
for you. So we got, okay, Lonnie's got 4 and 8. Malika took 7 and 2. Brittany took 3 and 4. Now this relates to your health. Now you're going to become your own doctor, so if you don't like what they say, you got to blame your own self. Okay, so Lonnie, you took 4, which means you have issues with the stomach. Brittany, you also took 4. That means you got issues with the stomach. Lonnie, you took number 8. That means you have either colon, eyes, or even male disorders, such as the prostate,
uh-oh,
can be affected. Now, as far as Malika, you took 7 and 2. The 2 tells me you have problems with your kidneys, which is your lower back. The 7 indicates to me you got problems with your pancreas. And so the sweetness of life has gone out, so to speak, here when it comes to relationships, okay? And then, Brittany, you took the 4, we already meant stomach problems, but you picked the 3, means your throat or your thyroid. You can have issues with that can pop up every so often. Now, emotionally, mentally, or physically, it will affect that area. So all three of you became your own doctors today, and that's in the book there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get somebody's personality. It goes on and on and on. All in 5 to 15 minutes when they do with these tests. And then whoever that person is, they take that test within the 5 minutes or so. That's the way they're going to be as soon as you take them out for the night for dinner or whatever. Because some people takes 90 days or longer to find out who that person is. Here you can do it from 5 to 15 minutes.
It takes
just like
that long?
Mm. Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
What I learned from this show, Mike, is that Brittany wants my body. I understand it.
Brittany, she wants your body because she is very hot and bothered here. But unfortunately, she doesn't.
What's happening?
Yeah, but Brittany, you don't think that Lonnie's going to supply you with jewelry, gold, and a yacht to travel around the world, and so you get a little bit depressed about that.
Britt, I got you.
Oh, dude. I can get it myself. I'm good. It's all right.
I ain't mad at you, bro. I ain't mad at you.
So this is something, you know, I did on the show besides remote viewing different things. I did as Confucius, and the people, if they didn't like the readings, hey, I gave them a fortune cookie. You know, so everybody gets a reading no matter what. That's what my show's all about. I'll be marketing that, by the way, all over the United States as time goes on. That's the first show. I'm going to be doing another show in the future. It's all about relationships. It's going to be very, very funny. And the third show is going to be a full-blown Las Vegas show, singing, dancing, comedy, readings, and audience. And I'm opening up a psychic entertainment agency, and I have a school of metaphysics. The website's being worked on. It's going to be called www.mikekirbenproductions.com. It's the only psychic entertainment agency in the world. So
it's super interesting, Mike. I love
it. Yeah, it's really provide. And you know, and even if you watch that show, your thumb tells me a lot of things about you. I always tell a man or a woman, for a man, if you grab Malika's or Brittany's hand at this time period, and if you move her thumb back, if it moves back very easy, you got a hot day for tonight. So you may want to try Malika's thumb or Brittany. And Brittany or Malika.
So why get around and start playing with their thumb on Mikey?
And Brittany or Malika, you can actually play with John's thumb. If it bends back very easy, then he's going to give you a car house. Judging from the test here, I don't think it's going to bend back that easy.
Dizzo the Thumb Man.
John Dizzo.
Oh, Lord.
Mike,
so many ways
to
find out human nature.
Let's get one caller in before we let you go. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi, caller. You have a question for Michael Kerbin?
Hi, hello.
Area code 773. Hello.
Yeah, this is Rick from Chicago.
Yes, do you have a question? Hi.
I've been listening to the show, and I'm really enjoying the show. His talk about Donald Trump by some really good points. And he did call the election months ago, so, you know, I can vouch for that because I follow him on YouTube. So I just wanted to listen in on the show, I just wanted to get just a brief, you know, reading on my birthday and see what's coming up in the next 6 months or a year. I know you did Lonnie's birthday, so.
Okay,
birthday,
Rick, what's your month and day of birth?
June 2nd, 1963.
June 2nd, that's all I need here. So we want to look at this here because you want to know for the next 6 months. Well, this June 2nd right now is a big month for you. Right now you're making changes one way or another in November that relates to your work because you want to see more money. Let's put it this way here. Next month things will slow down. You're going to look at the details in some ways. Next year you're going to finish a lot of things off. Look for May to be taking a vacation because I pick up you like traveling. And then look for August to be your best month financially of 2017. Then look for October, start going through a lot of changes. Now, Rick, when you hit October of next year, these changes are just the beginning. Because when we look into 2018, I'm going to hit the highlights. And you can always play back this show anytime you want. It's going to be up there. And so in 2018, in March of that year, there's a change in your work. In May, there's a change in your residential. One way or another, it's a change. July, there's a change in your career and finances. And you're going to be very happy at that time period. And then September, you're getting rid of a lot of negative people, making more changes for yourself. And then by December, minor changes in your work area. So 2018 is a big year. Next year, you will finish a lot of things off. We mentioned the highlights to a certain degree, as I'm seeing here. Now, Rick, too, on the psychic level, too, I see a lot of stress on your upper your shoulders here at times. And by the neck area, you're either on the computer too much or on the phone too much, either way or a combination, and it's really bothering you.
I've been doing a lot of computer work.
Okay. So you're going to have to get some basic massages, Swedish massages, one way or another. Otherwise, it gets too tight. Because if you don't, you're going to start getting headaches, okay? And that's not good for you, as I'm seeing here. Emotional area, I don't feel like you're really that happy, especially in your work area. I feel like you got to constantly do all these detailed work and things in general. You're tired of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You're right on.
And then this winter, Rick, you're going to have to be very, very careful because it's going to be a blistering cold January, okay, coming from Canada. It's going to be freezing cold. And it's going to affect both your knees. If you don't wear long johns, you're going to be walking, and all of a sudden you will fall. Your knees will give out. So you need to help keep those legs, knees warm at all times. As I'm seeing, and I also see some issues going with your lower back, by the way, right now, your kidneys. That's another issue, as I'm seeing here. And you're looking at your wall and you're saying, this is not enough money. How am I going to be paying all my bills, the taxes coming up and things in general? And you're getting tired of just working and working and working and not going to a place. And so you're going to be sitting back, how am I going to make a living for the future without killing myself? And so in the next couple of years, because you asked for the next 6 months, I'm seeing the next couple of years, dramatic changes, that's what you want to do. And you really don't want to live here in the United States. In the future.
That's true.
Okay?
Yeah.
When you you're going to go to another country, as I'm seeing here, and I pick up there's a lot of Spanish people there, as I'm seeing, and where there's a lot of water, okay, warm and water at the same time
that
period.
That sounds nice. That sounds really good.
You're going to be very happy when all this occurs. So your future looks good, but you got to take care of that health. quit worrying mm-hmm. about the money. You know, for some reason, you just barely make by and paying these bills in that area. Your mm-hmm. concern is that you don't like paying all these taxes in Chicago because you would like to have more money so you can go take some more trips. And, when you get really angry, when you can't take the trips. And this is who you really are. Does that sound like you, Rick?
Exactly like that.
Okay.
Yeah, you hit it right on, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the show, by the way. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
You got a good host there or speaker. I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hi, Lonnie.
Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to thank you for calling in. It was great to hear you.
Okay, good. I'm glad you guys liked the show on that area. But, you know, again, we know today that Lonnie can have a hot date with Brittany, but he's going to have to pay for it.
Damn, it's like that. You already on to somebody else.
He told me I will be unable to perform. So that's not a great day. She said, she's going to rape me and I can't get there. That's not a good idea.
Oh, that would be a problem.
Let me tell you something, man. By three shots of Hennessy, you'll be all right. I'm telling you to work, man. That's my medical plan.
I was explaining
before,
John Dizzle.
At my age, I know so many tricks. Yeah, she still wouldn't survive it. So, you know, that's
all
I'm worried about.
Hey,
Sidekick Mike, man, I got a real question for you, man.
Sure, go ahead.
Yo, today, man, I heard they deporting, 11 million illegal immigrants in America. I just want to know how many of them are white.
You want to know, are they all white deported?
How many of them are white?
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. The percentage on that probably is around 20%, as far as percentage-wise, as I pick up on the psychic level. But most of the people, yes, will be Spanish or other areas. To a certain degree, but I don't think Donald's going to be as harsh. I just think that he wants to make sure that they're not living off the system and getting welfare and things in general. So I think he's going to put a really tight front up there, and because he knows if he just takes anybody and just deports them, he's got a war on his hands one way or another. So, and as far as him saying, well, you know, Mexico's built the wall, this or that. Come on, you know, he's got so many big issues to deal with right now. I don't think that's going to be one.
Mike, I got a question for you. Have you ever lived on welfare?
Have I lived on welfare? No, but I've been so poor that I had holes in my shoes, and I've been homeless because of my family.
I just want to say one thing to you when you start talking about people living on the system. The system gives you so little that even the people who live on the system wish they didn't live on the system. So,
well, the way our system is built nowadays, some kind of utopia
and a link card and and a housing voucher. It really isn't.
I understand that the way our system is built nowadays, and it's built for some time, that with everything, the rent and everything skyrocketed, it's almost impossible. Whether you got food stamps, welfare, or anything.
Since you're talking about the two things, Mike, I want to ask you a question. 3,000 black people left Evanston because they couldn't afford to live here in the last 2.5 years. Is that number going to increase or double, or is that going to slow down? Literally because they couldn't afford to live in the town of Evanston after a 100-year history and 100 years of African-American occupation of this town. 3,000 people left in the last 2 years. Is that going
I believe
to
it, and honestly, I think that's going to increase. And I don't just think say it's for African people, it's white people or any nationality. If you don't got the bucks, you're out the door. It doesn't matter which race we're talking here.
That makes sense.
Everybody's getting greedy. They're getting greedy. Whoever's in charge whether real estate or anything you go, look around you, everything is doubling and tripling. It's like, oh, my God, how am I going to survive? And a lot of these people give up, and they have mental disorders, emotional disorders. They're living on the street. Go to Las Vegas. Underneath the tunnels, there's over 10,000 people who are homeless. And four blocks downtown of Las Vegas, there's hundreds of people, white, black. It doesn't matter which color you are. And they got their animals out there. It's over 100 degrees. And you think the city cares about you? Come on. And they say it's mental disorder. Mm-hmm. These are highly intelligent people. You can't make it. So that's why it says this era is totally different from Obama when he first came in. We're living in an era which is very dangerous for everybody because we're all tired. We're all starving. Our tempers are flared up. Look at the people the way they drive. Get out of my way. You know what I mean? We're all aggravated. And then we got to go through traffic. We got to rush every day to try to make a buck, and then traffic is slow. And then we got to make this money. We got to perform. Even though I'm independent, I work for myself, I still got to work hard. And then by the end of the month or whatnot, and the government takes the taxes, or you got to pay more taxes in the year, or the insurance. You look at everything. Are you going anyplace? And so what the system teaches us is that we got to do the things illegal ourselves. We got to lie if we want to succeed to make it in that area. So it's just not just color of the skin. It is everybody is feeling the crunch. And I left Chicago. I had a business on Lincoln and Montrose in the heart of the Chicago. And I had a little small storefront. Because I had a little small storefront, and we owned the building, back in 1994, it cost $7,000 taxes. And I can imagine what it costs now because that's a yuppie area. And I said, that's crazy. I'm going to pay all this on readings and classes? I'm not going no place. Mm. And so Evanston is not that far away from it, and Evanston is very wealthy.
Right.
They don't care about you. They don't care about
you. The same variables apply in Edison as did on the north side of Chicago.
Yeah. So always keep that in mind. I hear the ball game. You go to the Chicago Cubs. They did that new stadium. Come on. To pay a ticket, even when the World Series ticket, somebody paid like $6,000. Just recently, on the last day, somebody paid $50,000 for two tickets. Come on. That's way out of line, basically. Yeah. And that's to go to an average of can you go to an average game and then go buy food and everything for your family? Can you go to the movies with your family?
Yeah.
How much can you go to a regular store? You go to a store, you're paying $50 to $70, $80 for a little basket of food.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. So how can anybody make, and then you talk about welfare, you talk about food stamps, $12 food stamps. It's a joke, basically. So people are taught to lie, to steal, whatever, because they have to survive. And so we'll see what Donald Trump thinks. He's got a full plate there in that area, because otherwise he's going to have some major riots down the road. And then can he stop the war with Russia or China? Because China, everybody's going to China, basically.
Mm. And he then better leave China alone.
So this is what I'm saying. So. What you got to do is you got to figure out what your talents are, how you're going to make some money on that, and realize you may not get super, super wealthy, but you make enough money to pay your bills and et cetera. Mm-hmm. But if you get too sick, if you're not holistic, you're going to go under. I don't care how much money you got. Eventually those insurance bills will catch up on you too, and then that's it. Your life is gone. So it's important not to kill yourself working. To pay the doctors.
Okay.
It's a catch too.
Right.
Mike, before we let you go, one more question before we let you go. What is Trump gonna do about Medicare?
No, I don't think he's gonna get rid of it. I think he's gonna talk to certain people on his staff, the best of the best. And he's going to figure out what is the best programs for Medicare. I don't think he's going to get rid of it. And matter of fact, I think that's going to be the number one issue for the beginning from January to March, all about insurance, Medicare, things in general, because, you know, deep down, he does care. But on the other hand, what I like about him, he would make a great general because he weighs it back and forth. He uses his intuition. That's a general. And so he figures out what is the best situation. He looks from every angle, and very few presidents are going to do that. And so I wouldn't be surprised in a past life that he was in the military one way or another and was a strategist. So to me, I feel like you're in good hands, but I don't think he's going to get rid of Medicare. I think just like Obamacare, he's going to keep some of it. And some of it is going to change. Same thing with Medicare. He's going to see whatever he can do to improve it to his best of his ability. And I always say good luck because it's going to be exhausting trying to handle all these problems. But what I like about him, he's got a big ego. And when I say a big ego, that means he wants to go down to be one of the best presidents of the United States, and he's going to do the best he can. He wants to show up and prove to people that some of those people are against me, but he wants to show that he is the best president, and his ego, he wants to shine. Just like the star that he was, and as a celebrity, he wants to be that as president. And in reality, I don't think he realized how much work he's got on his plate, though. He's going to be looking exhausted. You know, a lot of those people, look at Obama. He had dark hair. He's getting gray hair, you know, after the 8 years. He's going to be there for 4 years. Good luck. But he was born to governor. You know, when I was young in Chicago, I got readings, and one person says, "You're born to governor." And I was like 17 at the time. I said, "Yeah, right." I was so poor, starving, and things in general, and very angry. And, you know, when you're homeless and you're starving, you get very angry, basically, inside of you. And on my chart, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my own spiritual organization. The people who are going to join, fine. If they don't like it, they can take a hike. And I'm going to be doing my own thing. But you see, everybody has a different form of born to govern. Some people are in different areas, and Donald Trump was born to be in politics. I don't know why people keep crying. Give him a shot, because that's what he was born to do in that area. And honestly, if Hillary was to be president, let's be honest, a lot of the foreign countries do not appreciate a woman. In fact, they put down a woman. They stone her to death in some of these countries. And so they're not going to respect America. So they will respect a male, and that's just the way life is. So we're dealing with international affairs, not just the United States. And the second thing is Hillary Clinton's health was really bad, very declining, and that's somebody you really don't want up there. Want somebody with strong faculties that knows what they're doing. Let's be honest, Malika. If your health is really really bad, I'm trying to do a radio show. Someone's asking you a question. You'd have a hard time giving an answer back. You'd be lucky to be standing up. Hillary's no different. So I really believe they should restrict ages in the future for these people. Old to be up there and trying to make major decisions on my life, your life. Let's be honest in that area. And they need to change some of the laws because
there ain't nothing better than having a real old son who's going to set the pattern for the lives of young people. That makes a lot of sense.
But again, time tells a story, but I don't think Donald is going to be as harsh as people think because he's very smart. He knows about popularity. He knows how to push buttons, and I give him credit. I give him credit to go. He was a black sheep out of all those people back then in early March. There's a lot of people still running. I chose the right people. Bernie Sanders, I said, would be up there. Hillary, I said, Cruz would be up there, and Donald Trump. I said, Cruz is a leader too, but he's gone. He's in the karmic earth. He's completely gone. Bernie Sanders is a follower, and socialism is just not going to work. I really believe that he had more votes than Hillary, and I believe it was rigged, and he didn't get in because they wanted Hillary in there. But Hillary had too much corruption on her, on the WikiLeaks. People got tired of that. I think she defeated her own self. This is a big thing that occurred, no matter how much money she had. Her health was declining. People were putting a big thing on that. And Donald Trump says, let's make America great again. Another word for change. We're all coming in the year for change. People wanted to hear that. And they threw everything at Donald Trump, and he still survived. And so the people spoke. And so and they're expecting Donald Trump.
You, Mike, when you say that, when was America ever great?
Well, basically, to me, back in the 1940s, when everything was more solid, everything was more natural. That's when America was great.
I want to paint a little picture for you, Mike. My grandfather.
Lonnie, we gotta go.
My grandfather helped build the subway in Chicago, and he had to pay white people every day to go to work. So I'm not sure that the America was so great. He paid to go to work. He had to pay white people to go down there and dig a hole in the subways. That wasn't so great.
I agree with you in that area, but we're talking about things that are very solidified. Things are more natural. Things are less stressed. Nowadays, everything is too stressful. Everything's too expensive. So I don't think you can make America great ever again. Ever. And I don't think it was completely in the first place. You're right. I agree with you 100%. And I realize you guys got to go. I appreciate you for having me on the show.
We're going to get caught up with you in a minute here. Thank you so much, Mike, as always. You are spot on. We have a great deal of respect for you here on the show. We absolutely love you and look forward to you being on the first Monday of next month. And yes, thank you so much. You've been a great help to so many of us.
Okay.
Thank you. Take care now.
You
too.
Good
bye.
Peace.
All right. John, whoever you are, and Lonnie.
Hey, Brittany, I'm a hired John as a bodyguard.
Are you really?
Mo, don't do that. She gonna want the bodyguard then. She gonna want the bodyguard then.
I
don't want to do that.
I don't want you to. No, stop it. Malika. Oh Lord. All right, Malika. I don't know what is happening. We're going off the rails. Our listeners, thank you so much for listening. As always, we are here Mondays at 7:30. This is 30 plus. What the fuck,
damn it.
Oh, John Dizzo, whoever you are.
Sitting here, guess I didn't make bail. Got time and a story to tell. Started when I was 9 years old. Woke up and daddy was gone. I started hustling and they couldn't tell me nothing. Running in the hood trying to be somebody. My soul was on empty. I was searching for something. Tried to be good. Tried to keep from trouble. Living too fast, trying to make good on a hustle. Sometimes it get rough. Coming from my uptown, times got hard. Guess I found it. 5'3", like brown skin. Coming from the university. Lifestyle looking kind of lovely. Didn't know she had much change. Down the ride out, even take the train. Even take her to a poker game. Top notch fried chicken and sushi. Try to be good. Try to treat you like a lady. Try to be your friend. That's it.